Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, June 27th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. At least three people were killed late this morning when an eastbound Amtrak train hit a dump truck on the tracks and toppled over in northwest Missouri. There are also reports of dozens of injuries. That train, the Southwest Chief, had begun its trip in Los Angeles Saturday evening on its way to Chicago. More than 250 people were on board. The crash happened near Mendon. That's about 60 miles northwest of Kansas City. An air ambulance service official has told the Kansas City Star newspaper that at least eight helicopters are taking patients to regional hospitals. Photos posted on Twitter by passengers who got out of the train show about half a dozen rail cars off the tracks and flat on their sides in the middle of a field.
Who streets our streets? Who streets our streets? Who streets our streets?
That's the sound of weekend rallies outside LA City Hall to protest the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. It drew 16-year-old Anna Pham, who said she should be enjoying her summer break from school instead of marching.
Just 2 weeks ago, I fought for gun reform rights here in Los Angeles. And today, I'm finding myself here again, fighting for the right to my own body.
Tandewe Abdullah was also at that protest. She says voting is not enough.
Don't get out the streets. Don't beg for scraps. Keep organizing. Join an organization. Listen to the most vulnerable folks around you.
Another protest is underway right now outside the federal courthouse on First Street in downtown L.A. State lawmakers in Sacramento today agreed to put a constitutional amendment on the November ballot that will let California voters decide to guarantee the right to an abortion in the state. It is already in state law, but passing a constitutional amendment would leave no doubt about the status of legal abortion services in California. We have a heat advisory for just about everywhere except the L.A. Basin and the coast. Highs in the upper 90s, 100 degrees plus. The heat advisory runs out at 8 tonight. Heat and learning, that's a bad combo. And KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says L.A. Unified's new budget aims to do something about that.
The budget includes $58 million to primarily add more green space to L.A.'s famously asphalt-heavy schoolyards. Robin Mark is the L.A. director of the environmental nonprofit Trust for Public Land.
When we think about the places that we have created for students, which are schoolyards that are completely covered in asphalt, that's not conducive to creating an environment that is healthy for kids to learn and thrive.
Mark says green space at school is essential for coping with increasingly extreme heat, cooling local temperatures, and improving air quality. Multiple studies have also shown green space at school helps kids focus better, eases stress, and improves mental health. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
FDA advisors will decide tomorrow whether to recommend updated boosters to COVID-19 vaccines ahead of fall. Dr. Dean Blumberg is an infectious disease specialist at the UC Davis Children's Hospital.
I think it does make sense to either update to an Omicron-specific vaccine, which is likely to provide better protection against current variants, or also one of the vaccines was an alpha-beta from strains earlier in the pandemic, and the combination of the two appears to be synergistic in providing more wide-ranging immunity to Omicron and other strains that aren't included in the vaccine.
Dr. Dean Blumberg at UC Davis Children's Hospital today on KPCC's Air Talk. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.